Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
All over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Let's Brunch and Smoke Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here on another Sunday. Man, the content just been going crazy, man. We got some fire. We got a fire episode on Friday we just did. This going to be a fire episode, and I'm just excited to be here. I can still be consistent. We could keep this thing going. We could keep getting on the podcast and cooking.
Let him cook.
And it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, man. Listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a corny pink shirt on that don't match the red headphones with the cheetah pillow in the back, with the black pillow, with the vanilla sofa. None of that matches. Why I need to hit the like button for this ninja? That's because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. Listen, man, we're going to open up some fitness conversations. We're going to talk a little bit about the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're going to talk about bitch-ass ninjas on this show.
Shut up, bitch.
And listen, it's going to be a great conversation. And before I get in here and talk to the fam and get in these comments, we got to talk to these weak-ass men.
Nope.
We got men out here telling women to stay overweight.
Nope.
We got men out here who scared to go to the gym.
Nope.
We got men over here who said my whole page is destroying the black community.
Nope.
And you know what I got to say to them ninjas?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And it's always y'all ninjas that don't have full body pictures.
Nope.
It's always y'all ninjas that know nothing about the gym.
Nope.
It's always y'all ninjas built like y'all auntie.
Nope.
It's always y'all ninjas that see me in person, talk shit online, but don't say shit in person.
Nope.
Y'all going to shut the fuck up. And listen, y'all not changing my content. And I'm going to start responding to y'all directly if y'all bitch asses keep it up.
Nope.
And y'all keep going behind these little accounts with no profile picture.
Nope.
Y'all keep going behind these accounts with these fake ass names.
Nope.
It's cool. I'm about to just start cooking y'all ass. I'm going harder, man. Because the content, you not stopping this content. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. Let's get in these comments and talk to the fans. We don't have time for that BS. Maxing on some pizza, big backing, calorie stacking, and fat attacking. Listen, man, we do it sometimes. Listen, we do. When you got muscles, sometimes you just got to eat, bro. Now, you don't eat like that every meal. You don't eat like that most meals, but you got to eat. Seth, what's going on? Live on a Sunday. Live on this good Sunday, but every day is a good day. But live on a Sunday is a better day. Steph said, let's go. Steph, you better be at workouts tomorrow. You better go to bed. Yes, sir. Nephew, you mentioned 275 for reps. I did 275 today, too, but I didn't go for reps. I didn't go as many reps as you did, probably, but I did it today. Bethann, what's going on? Ronif, what's going on? 275 is real man weight. It is real man weight. And y'all bitch-ass ninjas talking shit, y'all ain't lifting 275.
Nope.
I know if I can't bench press 275 for more than one rep, that's bad. Bare minimum working weight is 315. That's good. That's real good. I'm trying to get there. I hope Mary comes with lots of super chat money. Mary be dropping a bag. Bro, you just called that sofa vanilla, hit some push-ups, listen to some King Von before bed, my nigga. Hey, man, look, it is what it is. 4 minutes late, you good. I did 275 in my dream. Ronith, you're out of here. You're starting off corny.
Strike three, you're out.
Ronith, starting off the podcast corny.
Strike three, you're out.
Anyway, man, let's get this episode started, bro. All right, we're going to talk about how friends act on your fitness journey. Your friends be hating on you, particularly your homegirls, particularly black women and they black homegirls.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's the truth. Don't get mad at me. Don't say I hate women when I'm out here telling the truth. Let's check it out.
I got to finish packing up the rest of the stuff.
What else you bringing?
I'm going to do us a little s'more station.
Okay.
And I'm going to bake us some chocolate daddy cookies. And oh, then brother. I want to make another cookie. I want to do a strawberry funfetti cookie.
Oh, man.
What's wrong?
You know it's Big Back when it's different flavors of cookies.
I don't want none of that.
Hey, what do you want?
I'll figure it out.
Uh-oh. You got to eat some more food.
I can't stand to look at food.
I know, but like, you know.
Now, see, this is the 1,000-pound roommates or 1,000-pound sisters, whatever the show is called. This girl right here wants to go on a weight loss journey. She tired of being fat. Now watch how her friend gets mad at
her. Need to eat food in order for you to feel better. Get you some chicken, a little chicken leg, chicken thigh.
Ice water me.
A little fat back hog mold.
Get some fruit. Man.
See, this is what happens, y'all.
I'm not.
This is what happens when your friend decides that they want to be on a weight loss journey.
See, you don't even support your friend one better for herself because she making you feel bad that you don't want to get better. You're feeling terrible. You're feeling guilty. So you want to make her feel bad and you don't want her to elevate her life.
All of a sudden. No, when your friend decides that she want to be healthy.
All of a sudden.
That's what happened.
All of a sudden, she
want
to survive.
And she wants to live and she wants her fat ass friend to live too.
Whatever.
Man, this is cooking. She just cooked her friend, bro. And look, sometimes you're going to have to cook your friend. Sometimes you're going to have to let your friend know what it is. You're going to have to get a backbone. If ladies, you're going to have to get a backbone. Fellas, you're going to have some nuts. Pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know.
But that's what it takes on your fitness journey. You're going to have people holding you back. And it could be your right-hand man, your right-hand girlfriend, it could be whoever. They started the 1,000-pound show together, right? They're literally getting famous. They're getting paid because of their size, because they are fat women, right? And one girl was like, hey. Well, I think that was the same one who maybe, I don't know, I might have it mixed up. But one of them was crying because a dude didn't want to date him. He just wanted to get some big back buns.
Nope.
And he didn't want to take her serious.
Nope.
That could have contributed to her decision. I might want to get healthy. I don't think I want to do this no more. I don't like how people treating me. I'm getting all this attention because I'm a glutton.
Nope.
Yeah, let me get on this weight loss journey. And her friend got a problem with it?
Nope.
When you lose weight or you want to build muscle, whatever your fitness journey is, when you want to get on your grind, you're going to lose some friends. And guess what? That's a blessing in disguise. That's a blessing in disguise because all that says is they weren't your friend to begin with. They were never your friend. And listen, you know, obviously I'm a trainer. I've been a trainer for years. But when I started getting serious about my grind, when my body started changing, when I was saying no to certain parties, alcohol, even when I got on my content grind, now I'm staying in the crib, I'm doing content tonight. Guess what? People got mad. People stopped rocking with me. And guess what it is? Oh, well, fuck them. We're going to do what's best for you. I mean, we're going to do what's best for ourselves. You're going to do what's best for you. I'm going to do what's best for me. The same shit applies when you are on your fitness journey. Being that size, 600 pounds, 500 pounds, what you think your lifespan going to be? How many 70, 80-year-old, 600-pound motherfuckers do you see walking around here?
Nope.
How many times you hear this? And it's a 600-pound person.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Ever, because those people tend to not make it and not live longer lives. Those people tend to not see their grandkids, right? So you might be feeling bad because, you know, you might lose a friend that you thought was your friend. But listen, we got the best fitness podcast out in the great community here. Where are your friends now? Where are your family now? Don't worry about they big back asses. Continue to let them walk around with the big back and sound like this. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. And I'm killing y'all today. Make sure y'all hit that like button. I'm telling you, man. Look, this shit really crazy out here, man. Where we at in these comments, man? Wicked. I can bench press 315. I'm not benching 315 for reps. I give you one or two reps, two on a good day. They built like Teletubbies. This is a bit triggering for me. People always offer me food or telling me to eat more. Yeah, that's just something you got to deal with as a black woman who wants to lose weight. It's something you got to deal with. It is. You know, their big ass is always at Walmart at the Dollar Tree. I go to Target a lot, and honestly, I don't see too many ghetto obese black women there. Yeah, but DEI. It's like, no, let me stop.
Nope.
How many different types of cookies do you need? Yeah, when you start getting into flavors and shit like that, multiple flavors, you're eating too much, man. You're eating too much. She really says she want to make a s'more station. Her dad must have been Sherman Klump. That's crazy.
Nope.
That's crazy. Listen to the full show tomorrow. Playback gang, 3 a.m. wake up. All right, big dog, see you. If she cooked her friend, she'd have enough meat to last all winter. That was crazy.
No diddy, you know.
Prime example of misery needed company, yep. The friend, a true hater. Lesson from this story, as you progress throughout life of all areas, not everybody can come with you. You know, you got to leave some people behind, you know. Some people you got to leave in PG County. Some people you got to leave in Harlem. Some people you got to leave in Memphis. Some people you got to leave in Houston. Some people you got to leave in Jacksonville. Wherever you leave them motherfuckers there, they be all right.
We do not care.
They be all right. 600 pounds is the same size as a male grizzly bear. Insane. Human body was not made to be that big. That's why chicks pick the bear. They're equally yoked. That's crazy. In any journey, you got to realize everyone isn't going to support you. Oh, well, they're lost. Absolutely. Let's keep this thing going. All right, man. We got, hey, listen, man. So, we know, oh, hold on, Brown Body will never comment. Haters everywhere, especially here in my state. That's why they stay huge. Exactly. All right, we know there's this, the black men have this reputation of loving black women. Black women always say, well, fit guys like it, bodybuilders like it, whatever, right? And, you know, obviously that needs to change, which is probably never going to change because black women probably aren't going to get smaller collectively because they're encouraged to stay bigger. And men will, black men probably won't increase their standards for dating, but another conversation for another day. But we have the African brothers right here, and they lifting BBWs, man.
Big back activity.
They lifting BBWs. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Where we at in this video? I can't find my video. Here you go. And I know some of y'all know the, some of the dudes in this video. I'm not going to say which one. You could tell him I put the video on. I don't care. I ain't talking about him specifically. He doing this shit, so I'm going to talk about it. Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Fellas, y'all fucking up the game. And big women see this, and they like, why would I change? Why would I change? Why would I not lose weight if men gonna pick me up? If men gonna praise me? What's the incentive to get healthier? What's the incentive to live a better life? If dudes take pride in lifting these women. Because you could say that this is just a contest. Well, they just doing the contest. They just doing it for social media. Okay. I'm gonna tell you this, man. Do you think the women in these videos or women that see these videos ain't pulling up on these dudes and throwing buns at them?
Nope.
What?
And you think these dudes is turning it down?
What?
I'm just saying. I know for a fact these ninjas ain't turning it down. I'm not going to say why, but or how I know. I know for a fact they not turning it down. That's why I don't fool with a lot of these goofy fitness niggas. Look at this nigga. Look at Goku. Y'all know, some of y'all know Goku. Look at Goku. He the one that picked her up. Look at Goku. Yeah. Look at Goku. But hey, man, hey, look, do your thing. You know, I'm glad these brothers in shape. I'm glad these brothers strong. I'm glad these brothers ain't skipping leg day. You know, these brothers got some crazy physiques. A lot of us black men have crazy physiques, so shout out to them. But this shit right here is corny, man. I'm not a fan of it. And it's not helping our women. This is not what our women need to see, bro. This is not what our women need to see. Our women need to be encouraged to get healthier and get fitter. Y'all niggas encouraging them to stay big.
Big back activity.
And they want to complain how big black women is, man. Make it make sense. This shit is crazy, bro. Insane. How much y'all think she weigh in the comments? How much y'all think she weigh in the comments? I mean, she 300? Maybe 250. She might be short. Them ninjas might be short. I know a couple of them ninjas. I'm taller than all them ninjas. Get this bullshit off my screen.
Bullshit?
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Yo, shit crazy, bro. I would just never participate in anything like that. And the more I'm in this fitness shit, the more I just don't want to be around a lot of fitness shit. I want to do my workouts. You know, of course I'm going to have fit peers and acquaintances and friends. I want to be around them, do my fitness shit, get out the way. I ain't with all that goofy shit that these motherfuckers be doing, man. Let's get in these comments, man. I'm killing y'all today. I'm killing y'all, man, on this good Sunday. It's just another good Sunday podcast. You know? It's just another good Sunday podcast. Where we at in these comments? I'm African, and we don't claim these Negroes.
Nope.
African men doing anything for tourist women bag. Whew.
Nope.
Yeah. It's crazy. I saw this clownish mess. All them look nuts. Them ninjas are going to get a hernia trying to hoist them big joints on their back. Facts. And it's all imbalanced, you know, on the when they first lift her up, they got all this weight on one leg. Yeah, all right, keep playing. Keep playing. Ain't no more fitness content. You keep messing with them big joints. I would rather squat 405 for reps than lift that big-ass woman up and get a hernia or throw my back out. Crazy. 405 reps is very fatiguing, in case you didn't know. I can only imagine, bro. She's a big one. Yeah, she's a big one.
Big back activity.
Yeah, she's a big one. Goku doing it for content. Them other dudes trying not to hurt themselves. It's corny all around. This is a fantasy a lot of non-black women have about us, to be honest. Yeah. What in the Shaka Zulu hell is this? She weighed 350, 325. 560. She's the size of Zamunda from Coming to America. Best fitness podcast out for real. No content. Welcome to the show, bro.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate that, brother. 375. She said she gonna be picked up. Yeah, with real ninja is not gonna complain about our weight, and they gonna pick us up.
I'm not gonna say okay. What race, what people.
Okay. All right. Just say you've been around low quality ninjas with no standards your whole life. Take that shit to any other community, they not rocking with it. Them ankles gonna snap trying to lift her. Yeah, you need thick ass ankles to lift her.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Someone needs a green card, but this is a fitness podcast. That's facts. What's up, C Marty and Fit Fan? What you know, Joe, was good? 400. Yeah, shit crazy. Let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today. Now we got this issue here of women being too concerned with their butt. So I'm a blame the women for being ignorant, neglecting their health to have a bigger butt, and I'm a blame the men for being ignorant for encouraging that bullshit and not having no.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
No type of standards, no content. I think I seen a video of yours before. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm gonna check out if Noto Content is a content creator. I'm gonna check you out, bro. I'm gonna show love back for sure. Low level dusty black boys who barely got a GED. Yeah. Yep. All right, let's check it out, man. Make sure I hit the like button for your boy, man. Let's keep it going.
Thick be having the girls in a chokehold. They be so concerned with trying to remain thick that they'll keep all of the other bad stuff that go along Man. With it. Instead yep. of getting in the gym and losing the arms, losing the back fat, losing the yep. stomach, yep. losing all of the stuff that makes them just overall big,
yep.
they more concerned with whether or not they don't lose their butt.
Yeah.
And again, this not, may not even clap. Be a good shape butt. This might be some big, sloppy, squared butt.
Bruh.
But they just so concerned with...
That's the thing, too. When women will go on their weight loss journey, have the butt toned, looking nice, looking great, but big sloppy jello butt, just because it takes up more space, they value that over the fit
losing
butt.
Losing that they won't get in the gym. They ask you stuff like, well, if I do too much cardio, is it going to make me lose my butt? It ain't much of a butt back there, all right? It's just a big mess back there. But that be their main concern about whether or not they're going to lose that. And it'd be like, y'all done got so set on trying to preserve this perception of being Facts. Thick that you're forgetting that when you take pictures, you're putting your purse in front of your stomach because you know your stomach big, right?
Oh, you know they're going to cover up their stomach.
What? Belly deli?
They're going to cover up their stomach and poke the ass out.
Belly deli?
Well, ma'am, the reason why you have a stomach... And the fat ass is because you got too much body fat on your body. A lot of women don't realize, just like fat ass is, yeah, it's genetics, but it's a lot of body fat. What's body fat? Toxins in your body.
Nope.
You got a fat ass, but you can't walk for 2 minutes. If you go to a track and walk one lap, you're done with your big back.
Big back activity.
You got a fat ass, but you need momentum to get out the car. Your ass fat, but you got rock every time you get out the car and shit. Okay? These are simple, I guess you can call them fitness tests, that you're failing, but you worried about getting your cheeks clapped with Pookie and Ray Ray.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But instead of fixing that issue so that you can be more comfortable, you more concerned about trying to keep that butt.
Hypersexualized.
And it all does go back down to male validation. Men have a lot to do with why women are so obsessed with wanting to be thick, right? Well, regardless of what women tell you, that they don't do nothing for men.
Oh, they definitely do it for men.
They want to be thick for them. No, you want to be thick because you know that that's what you hear men say that they like.
All facts. Shout out to her, man. She makes good content, but she get to talking. That video about 5 minutes. We ain't got time for that, but and she actually be laughing at some of my videos too. She be laughing at some of my videos too, but so shout out to her. But anyway, yeah, this has to change, man. It's 2025, bro. That shit might have been cool back in, you know, 2015, 2016, 2020. That shit might have been cool. But now we have too much information to show that, you know, being overweight isn't what you need to do, right? You can blame you can say BMI is racist. You don't have to even go to the BMI standards. Just get to a healthier body weight. Get to a healthier body weight. Like I said, fat is toxins in your body. I'm not telling you to be a skinny twig, right? I'm not telling you to have zero body fat. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, you know, ladies, if you're, you know, 5'3", 5'4", you're 180, 200, something can be done. You can drop 20 to 30. And is it going to be easy? Hell no.
Nope.
Is it going to take some time? Yes. Is it supposed to be quick? Hell no. But it's time to get going. It's time to get your journey started. Why would you even want to be around a man who values ass that much? What kind of leader is that? That's the man you're going to choose to be a leader. Then you online talking about men ain't shit. Yeah, these ninjas ain't shit. Black men, black men this, black men that.
You know, black people.
No, you just was choosing dusties that picked you for ass. And you valued ass over your health. That's your fault. I don't care if your mama ain't teach you, grandmama ain't teach you. Take the L. Acknowledge that you made a mistake and just get healthier. And fellas, stop simping. And stop getting mad at me for pointing y'all dumbasses out, y'all weak asses out, and pick your standards up. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go.
Dom the Monko.
Crazy out here, man. Let's get these comments. Where we at, dog? Noto said, appreciate that, G. Of course, brother. I usually agree with Shorty, but I can't get past the fact she sound like Myrtle Urkel. Yeah, she do got a weird voice. I remember she did a video reacting to a dude who allegedly had sex with a woman with a BBL and she had bad hygiene. Yeah, she talks about all types of stuff, man. If you lose it, that means it was probably mostly fat. Yep. And that's cool. You build it back. Because at the end of the day, our butt is a muscle. Pause. No diddy,
you know.
The glute is a muscle. So you can build it. You can always grow a muscle. But you got to eat healthy and eat consistently. And you got to do some resistance training to do that. But a lot of people, lazy ass, don't want to do that shit.
What?
A lot of fat women have wide, sloppy butt. When their fat asses gets a heart attack in their 30s, then yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Too much body fat, period. Lose it, regrow it healthy. Sloppy butt women are the same type thinking. Me, Chris Brown, Baldy, Frostbite, Tune, and all these guys want them. Yeah, get the fuck out of it. Yeah, bro. That shit crazy. On the T app, somebody put me on the T app. They was like, yeah, he likes fat women. Like, bro, you can't catch me up in public with no fat women. Go ahead, check my track record. What the hell is y'all talking about? Check the security cameras. What the fuck? They always trying to act like fit men prefer big women. That shit's so annoying, bro. I couldn't imagine being 200 pounds at 5 feet. Indian Dolly walking around like 5 feet, 200 pounds. starting at left tackle. Indian Dolly head ass. I can't hang out with dusty black dudes because they're just going to be tricking and obsessing over low quality women. Man. Listen, bro. Yeah, that's why I don't be outside like that no more, bro. Niggas just be thirsty and it's too much, man. When women say men ain't shit, I'm like, yeah, girl, while I go home to cuddle and cook for mine. Okay, bars. Hold on. We got to drop a bomb for that one. Bars. Told you. Ronif ain't no dummy. Don't you wish that on me, Wicked Scorpion. Big spider in the building, ladies. If you got the Scrabble box, but from your weight loss journey, don't watch the podcast. Hey, ninjas like Spider-Mode part of the problem, man. Frostbite is crazy, Scorpion. Fun fact, high cortisol causes your body to put all nutrients from the largest muscles in your body. Your glutes are the biggest muscle group in your body, so high cortisol causes your glutes to shrink. Absolutely. All right, what we got next, man? Let's keep it going. Oh, we're going to talk about guys. I actually made a post on Instagram about this today where you have a girl, she'll post her transformation, and you'll have guys like, yeah, I like the before pic better than the after pic. And you know what we say to them type of ninjas.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
We ain't got time for that, man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You try to keep her fat so no other ninjas holler at her.
Shut up, bitch.
You try to keep her fat so you can feel better about yourself. You try to keep her fat because your lazy ass don't want to go to the gym. You try to keep her fat because you don't want her to go back to the personal trainer. Let's check it out, man. Hey, please make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man.
Whenever you see somebody post their gym transformation and the first thing that comes out of your mouth, specifically when it's weight loss,
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The before better, and it's simply because the person's butt was bigger in the before Facts. Than the after. That's Facts. The quickest way to piss me off. I have blocked people for telling me that. Like, I was fat. Of course my ass was gonna be fatter then Facts. Than it is now. I Facts. Was fat.
And she's saying F-A-T fat, not P-H-A-T fat for y'all thirsty ass ninjas. Ninjas be so thirsty. Well, that she got ass though.
Ninjas.
Okay. All right.
That never makes sense to me. Folks don't be able to walk 2 minutes without being out of breath, huffing and puffing. A flight of steps.
That's what I said. A flight of steps.
Stairs will really put them people out of business.
Yeah. Who cares if your ass fat? You can't walk up a flight of steps. Ma'am, your heart is working overtime. Nobody gives a fuck about your fat ass.
But, oh, you liked the before better because their booty was bigger? On top of that, when people post their transformations, it's more so like, oh, wow, like, look at what getting a better relationship with food, Facts. The gym, making proper lifestyle changes has done for me. And then here goes some random imbecile talk about, yeah, because your booty was bigger, I liked it before better. Like, I block people for saying that, and I hope everyone else does too, because that's just weird.
Shout out to her. I'm really glad people are speaking up on the ignorance, man. And guys, you know, I'm all for, you know, going at the ladies and holding the ladies accountable. That's no issue over here. But it just seemed like men, you know, because women have their issues, especially in the Black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It seemed like men just don't want to be held accountable. I mean, how ignorant do you have to be to sit here, a woman literally celebrating her weight loss journey, and hear your dumb ass go, I liked it before. Imagine you celebrating your advancement in your career. Imagine you celebrating, you know, you got a promotion, you bought a new house, you know, you leveled up in some type of way, and hear somebody go, well, I like when you was making less money. Yeah, I like when you was homeless. I like when you had the other job. Like, hey, shut your dumb ass up, man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shit is crazy, bro. And I feel like we the only community to do that, bro. Like, you'll never, and I don't sit here and come on here talking about some, why you talking about white people?
Nope.
Why you worshiping white people?
Nope.
Well, this is a great example, dumb ass. Shut your dumb ass up.
What?
You never gonna go to a transformation on a white woman's page. And the dudes in there tomorrow, yeah, I liked it before. It's just not going to happen.
Nope.
Our community celebrates that shit, bro. It's like crabs in a barrel. We hold each other back. What's wrong with a woman or a man being fit? Even on the woman's side, we seen the joint I posted the other day talking about a man who has muscles is broke. Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Then there's women in the comments talking about some, every fat man at my job is better at their job than the fit men.
Nope.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What you do for a living? Where you work at? Popeyes? The fat men better at Popeyes than they are in the office place. I bet. But that shit funny as fuck. But yeah, man, as a community, Americans got to have higher standards for ourselves. We tend to make too many excuses. And as a black community, we really got to step it up, man. And they could call me a coon. They could say I'm destroying the black community. I hate black people. I hate black women. I really don't give a fuck, because you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going, man. Where are we at in these comments, man? I think we read that. We read that. Here we go. Keep her big so she can't run away. Yeah, I mean, unless she still want to go to Pookie's and Ray Ray's, she'll have plenty of options. Sounds like a male equivalent of a woman who wants to keep her man fat because she likes dad bodies. Yep. Let them celebrate their weight loss journey. I swear, black dudes have that thirsty prison mentality. As before the 2000s, black dudes were going after slimmer women. That's facts. That's facts, bro. It's facts. Oh, rats in the hotel gym again. Playback gang tomorrow morning. All right, thanks, Jenny. Make sure you hit the like button, too.
How dare you?
Okay, Jenny. Make sure you hit, just because you white don't mean you don't need to hit the like button, Jenny.
How dare you?
They going to call me racist. I hate when people talk. I hate when people do that. I'm sure they did it to you, Lizzie, because you came a long way. Hey, shout out to Lizzie. I seen Lizzie at the gym today, man. Lizzie, you doing a great job maintaining your results. I'm proud of you, Shorty. And she got kids. Shorty has a point, but she got librarian face. If the booty ain't booty, ain't she just a dub? Bro, what the fuck? Bro. We having a mature fitness conversation. Here goes Seth, man.
Nope.
We having a great fitness convo. Seth came out to cut. Yeah. Man, it's ninja. Fat dude eating everyone's lunches in the fridge at the offices. No, big facts, bro. He probably is. It's not all black men, though. I do not even play with my husband about weight. He's in the gym 5 days a week. I have no choice but to keep it tight, but I do it first for me, not just him. And it's definitely got to be for you. It's got to be for you. We're not telling you to stay fit for a man or stay fit for a woman. That's not what we're saying. It's always for you first. People misconstrue that all the time. It's a reminder that when you level up, everybody can't come. And it ain't just weight. It applies to money, mental, and morals as well. Facts. All facts, bro. Good job. Them big women with ankle monitors can't pop up on you or cheat as much. Here this nigga, bro. Here y'all go, man. See, Marty, what's your go-to big back meal? What's good, KG? Man, bro, I'm going to do... pizza is always on the menu, bro. Pizza, preferably pizza and wings if I'm really trying to be a big back.
Big back activity.
Yeah, that's probably it. Or a big ass steak with bro. Like I go to a steak house. My favorite one is Bobby Vans in DC. If you ain't been there, go there. I go to Bobby Vans. They give you the bread. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting the calamari, the steak come out. I got the potatoes with it, the lobster mac and cheese with the asparagus. And I probably have, you know, old fashioned, you know, whiskey. That's my big back day right there, man. Grown man shit. My big back is grown man shit, you know. I don't really do the carryouts and the McDonald's, you know. I rarely do like a Chick-fil-A, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that. If I'm going to do a big back meal, that shit got to count, you know. Heavy on the wings. Big facts, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all today. Let's keep this thing going. What we got next? Oh, where Brown Baldy at? Brown Baldy. Up there. But that's crazy. Every time I say Brown Baldy name, he pop up in the comments. Can never go wrong with pizza, especially with pineapple on it. I'm about to go to jail now. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
This ninja's... This country ass Bama, brown body, talking about he wants some pineapple on the pizza. Oh, man.
First of all,
oh, you got to get brown body up out of here. You got to get brown body up out of here. Vicky empanadas. Vicky got the empanadas, the tortillas, the enchiladas, quesadillas, papas fritas, el pollo con arroz. Vicky going to fire me as a trainer. Vicky going to fire me as a trainer, bro. Steak from the Texas Roadhouse, mashed potatoes. That, bro, you can't ever go wrong with that, bro. Marty be at Today's Pizza. Every day ordering oxtail pizza, and you know he got to go. Let me tell you why I went to Today's Pizza, Ninja. The reason I went to Today's Pizza, Ninjas. That's a spot in D.C., because Spider-Man was like, hey, bro, you got to get the oxtail joint from Today's Pizza. That joint good as shit, bro. I'll be in there. So I went one time, and I got it. I told Spider-Man it was good. Now I'm always in Today's Pizza. That's some bullshit. Get that bullshit out of here. High-quality pizza is always an option for a Big Bag meal. Absolutely. Chinese takeout, you can't go wrong with that. What up, Joe Thomas? Hot Cheetos dipped in cream cheese. Does that count as a Big Mac meal? You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
What kind of Caribbean shit you got going on, Ronnie? You don't get out.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Out of here with that Caribbean Antigua. Get that shit out of here. Wings, pizza, fries, brown body, right, pineapple on pizza. Go hard, Unc. I'm not crazy, bro. I tried it before, but I'm cool. Nah, bro, you got to bounce up snitching. Fired. Vicky said I'm fired. I'm firing my trainer. He's too mean. He made empanadas jokes.
I'm going to prove to you why.
Oh, my bad. People... he made empanadas jokes. Pineapple on. Y'all pineapple on pizza ninjas is crazy. Chris, you can't lie to empanadas good. Steph, you out of here too.
Break three, you're out.
Steph trying to go back to 2021, Steph.
Strike three, you're out.
Steph trying to go back to 1942, Don Julio, Steph.
Strike three, you're out.
Crab legs, roti, and azul are my Big Mac go-to meal. God damn. Oxtail pizza go crazy. Oxtail pizza go crazy. Pineapple on pizza, hold on now. Then you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Rhonda's stomach bubbling from that year. She wants some Caribbean shit.
Strike three, you're out.
She wants some Caribbean shit, literally. Anyway, brown baldy. We got this thing in the Big Back Military, man. And we got this white dude calling out a black girl for posting her Big Back Military video. Steph said cooking. I'm always cooking, Steph.
Let him cook.
Always cooking. You know what I'm saying? Let's check it out, man. Oh, brother. Here y'all go. Processed foods are 3 to 4 times the prices on the island due to importation. I look like I'm rich when I step outside with a family-sized Cheetos. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. Tomato is a fruit. Oh, brown baldy. Go ahead, man. Let's check out this video, man. We got to keep that podcast going. We having too much fun, man.
Look at you. Look how far you've come. You faced your trauma. You came out on the other side.
We're PT.
So you see this the girl here. You see him in the see her in the bottom left corner. She's clearly an overweight person in the service. And I think at one point that was just unacceptable. That would never happen.
Eating together every day, ma'am. And to be quite honest with you, I don't really give a shit what you want or what you think. I'm just telling you right now, you and me behind the closed doors, you... Number one, you need to get your damn running shoes on.
Facts.
Because if you and me are going out in front of the troops together, hey,
big facts.
I answer for you. You answer for me. We're a team right here. We're eating together. All right, we're going to PT together. This is every day. This is every day. All right?
And that's the thing, man. Black women, man, I love y'all, man.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But you can't be a big back in the service and act like it's okay and try to normalize it. You know, I know maybe some traditions need to be changed, but military being in shape is a tradition that needs to stay there. These are people that's protecting our country, right? These are people that's representing our country. If something happens and we need y'all to go somewhere, you need to be in shape. On top of that, in the military, you got to have a certain level of discipline because y'all got a lot of tasks y'all got to complete. So you got to have a certain level of discipline. You just glutton and letting yourself go. Military need to tighten up. Y'all lucky I'm not the commander-in-chief. Y'all lucky I'm not the commander-in-chief.
Look at the muscles of this guy.
Right? Because here's the thing. Okay, we want every service member to follow the orders that we give them. Well, that's exactly what everybody above us in the chain of command thinks, man. All right? That's exactly what they think. And right now, you and me, okay, because we're in this together, we ain't doing it. We're not following it, okay? And
yeah, she on the computers. She ain't in the field.
And we're going to start right now, right here, you and me. I don't care who your company personnel was before, where you came from.
Facts.
You're here now. Lace up your running shoes. We are going to do some hard shit.
Well, you get the point of it, man. Anyway, bro, shout out to him for calling it out, man. Shout out to him for calling out, because as a white man, calling out black women ain't necessarily a wise thing to do. Because you automatically going to get called a racist.
Nope.
Even though he said nothing about her race, he's going to get called a racist.
Nope.
So shout out to him. But yeah, like I said, you know, we always talk about cops being overweight. Now it's getting to the military. It's truly sad, you know, our country has just, you know, let things go. You know, you don't stand for anything, you fall for anything. And we fall a victim to this big back lifestyle.
Big back activity.
And the country keeps getting bigger. I feel like fitness is getting more popular, but I feel like fitness is becoming more popular, but, you know, with the agendas they're pushing, with the big back business, you know, is how far is fitness going to go? You know, fitness is only going to help the people that want to be helped. You see me, I'm kind of even, you know, shifting my content a little bit. I'm still going to talk about fitness. I'm always going to talk about fitness. But at the end of the day, bro, I'm only going to reach so much people talking about fitness, which is fine. It's cool. It's cool. But you see me shifting. Yeah, it is what it is. Don't be big back in the military. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing. Where we at in the comments, man? Oh, God, an obese black woman in the army. Leave it. Leave it up to our women. Playback gang, Lamba Ross was good. Maybe she's Air Force. Maybe. I still can't do it. Oh, shut up. She's a captain. Fuck out of here. She can't be in the field. She in the back cooking soup for the men. That's not cool, being morbidly obese in the service. That big back would have been kicked out in another era. Absolutely. What branch does she join? The U.S. Gravy. The U.S. Gravy. Hey, bruh. I'm going to have to steal that one and put that on some content. I'm going to have to steal that. Before I got out in 2011, there were folks bitching when I used to lead PT. Years later, shit hasn't changed. That's crazy, bro. Soft as fuck. She's serving. All right, yo. You're out of here, bro. I'm not.
Strike three, you're out.
Come on, yo. I'm not reading that. You saw how that worked out for Joey Swole calling out people of color. Yeah? Yeah, man. Hey, listen. They do it to me, so you know they're going to do it to Joey Swole. Gravy Federal. She eating more than chow. The U.S. submarine sandwiches. Air mattress force. Ah. Big backs are infiltrating every field like Trojan horses. She joined the chair force. I don't know how she got in the military or hasn't been disciplined for her size. To be honest, though, the ultimate head of the U.S. military, the president, is fat. So all need to be accountable. I mean, listen, bro, I'm going to be honest, yo. I hate to be the guy, bro. But nobody ever talked about the president being out of shape till it was your boy.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
I'm just saying, bro, ain't nobody talk about the president not being up to no fitness standards because the Ninja Biden could barely walk. Hold on, let's go down the list. The Ninja Biden could barely walk. Obama was in shape. I give Obama some credit. I don't know about Bill Clinton. I don't know if he was in shape. That ninja was just a little bit skinny, and he walked like he out of shape. I'm just talking shit. But Obama was hooping and shit. Obama's probably the coolest president we had. Obama was hooping, staying fit. You gotta respect it. Even though he said some wild shit a couple weeks ago, which I'm not gonna bring up on this podcast. I'll give y'all a hint.
No diddy, you know.
But Obama was definitely in shape though. I gotta respect Obama for that. I wish Obama did some of the shit Trump is doing right now for health and with kids and all that shit. I know they tried, but I wish it could have had more of an impact back then. Let's keep it going, man. She's she's the national lard. You get reduced in rank for being out of shape. What the fuck is this? I guess they changed it, bro. You started late, dog. What's up, man? SAG. Yeah, I had a busy day, man. I had some unexpected stuff pop up, so I had to start late. At least Trump ain't making excuses. He said he ain't want to do the work. Trump did say that.
I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work.
Obama was a chain smoker. Was he really? I ain't know that. Bill Clinton was working out with Monica back in the day. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah. Obama was telling men to get Diddy friends. That shit was crazy.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, that shit did. Obama, don't watch the podcast. Yeah. I'm just now starting to react to other shit, which y'all gonna see. I'm doing politics. I'm doing relationships. Y'all gonna see. I did Dr. Umar. You feel me? So if I was reacting to other shit, I definitely would have reacted to Obama there. But there's more stuff to come, so just stay tuned. Obama said he was in New Orleans for red dress parades. Monica had a good neck workout. You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Trump has been one of the fattest presidents of recent times. Biden just older than Trump. Trump is wide with juicy thighs. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No diddy, you know?
Yeah, Trump do got an odd shape. Trump is a little weird built. He definitely is. Obama quit when he ran in 2008. Okay. Monica actually lost weight at her older age. She needed to work. All right, guys. Clinton loved McDonald's. All right, guys. Monica had a good head on her shoulders. We're going to keep this thing going. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. Crazy. Y'all are crazy. We don't respect fat trainers. Let's check it out, man.
Disrespect intended at all. This is just my opinion. But if you're a trainer and you're fat and out of shape, and you can't even demonstrate the exercise that you want your clients to do, from a client's perspective, you are not respectable and you are not credible. I don't care what certificates you have, you won't even do the work yourself. You're lazy. Nice. So therefore, nice. When I'm on my fourth set of the assault bike 30-second sprints and you're telling me to push harder, I'm going to look over at you and be like, motherfucker, you push harder. Because what you're telling me to do and what you're doing is not in alignment. Get it together.
All facts, man. And now fat trainers are acceptable, along with fat military. Fat trainers are acceptable. And I told y'all, well, I don't even have to tell y'all, a lot of y'all know, this fitness shit is a battle of the mental. Right. So if your trainer isn't mentally able to push himself, if they're not going through what they're going through, how the fuck are they going to be a great trainer? It makes absolutely no sense. And then you got James Coppola bitch ass.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And other trainers on Instagram, you know, they going hard for fat trainers. They saying it's normal. They saying it's okay. And all that matters is education.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
It just don't make sense, man. You got to practice what you preach. And, you know, those of y'all watching, if you got a trainer who's fat, I'd be a little skeptical. Or if you're considering getting a trainer that's fat, don't consider that trainer. Get somebody else. Get somebody else to do it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
F it, I'll take it there. Obama and Michelle's dynamic does seem like a masculine career woman who wanted companionship, so she married her aging gay bestie. There's no love or affection between them. Seth, you're gonna get me canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
They're definitely going to take the monetization off of this stream, but oh well, fuck it. Fat and trainer should never be this close to each other in a sentence. I agree. Having an unfit trainer is like having a driver instructor that keep causing crashes. How can you call yourself a trainer and have love handles? It's real out here. It's real. Did I lie, though? We'll see, man. Hey, so I really want to know what makes people hire big back trainers. If you don't look the part, how you going to help me look the part? Absolutely. You know what, man, Seth? I'm not there yet. I'm hoping in 2026 we keep doing the fitness lives. And then, like, so I do the fitness live Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm hoping, like, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, we could do, like, political live. We could do relationships. We could do, you know, pop culture, anything that's happening. Any topic, but I do want, like I said, I do want to open up the content. So that's my goal for 2026. We trying to put some things together to make it happen, man. So, and we're going to make it happen. Anyway, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Oh, we got here. How do all of y'all have a condition? How is it that everybody can't lose weight because they got a fucking condition? Or maybe you just ain't doing no conditioning. Let's check it out in a second, man. Yeah, Seth, in my opinion, you lied. Uh-oh. Obama might as well call Michelle his partner. Look, this is why we got to do the other lives. 2026 is coming. I'm sticking to the fitness live. I heard they're sending people back. What you mean sending people back? What you talking about? What you mean sending people back? Hold up. What you talking about? You talking about you might go back to Antigua if you watch something other than the fitness lives? Is that what you talking about? Anyway, let's get this video going, man. Make sure you hit the like button, man.
Bro, all y'all got a condition that makes it hard to lose fat?
Uh-oh.
Nobody's just regular fat. Like, oh man, I just ate too much, now I'm fat and I gotta lose.
Yeah, nobody ate too much. Yeah.
Everybody got something, men and women. It's always your thyroid, COPD,
some bullshit,
whatever higher up wellness fitness whatever he got in trouble for, saying common sense shit.
He did get in trouble.
All y'all got a condition. All y'all got diabetes. Also, stop to think about this.
If you in your 20s and pre-diabetic, that's a problem. I see it often.
You and your fat ass family don't go to the doctor until it's like dire. Like, you don't go to the doctor and get blood work and nothing done.
Only doctor they know is Dr. Pepper.
Until you almost pass out, you figure out why. Go to the doctor. Oh, you got diabetes. Your body ain't doing this and that correctly. You need to, you know, get yourself this shot every day. Here goes some metformin. And then that's when you figured, oh, I have a condition. That's why I'm fat. Instead of thinking I'm fat and I gave myself said condition. Now, if you had diabetes since you were like childhood diabetes, I get it. But all y'all don't have diabetes running in y'all family, bro. Y'all Facts. Eating too many honey buns, dog.
Hell yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
What I'm trying to say is, this is going to be the hardest part. I got to say.
Uh-oh. Say that shit.
It's going to get the most violent
reaction. Say that shit, John Cannon.
It's your fault.
Facts. Ain't nobody make you eat them Twinkies.
You gave yourself that disease.
Ain't nobody make you eat that shit.
You ate so much sugar every day. Your body was just like, I don't know if I can keep processing it. I don't know.
Yep. Hard working
and
hard
now,
as shit.
Like, you perma-fat. but you want everybody to respect your condition? No, bro, you did it to yourself. Imagine if I keep running my forehead into a goddamn wall, I get scar tissue here, and I just got a big black.
That's a great analogy, actually.
I'm like, don't make fun of me. I only ran my head into a wall over and over and over. And
that's a great analogy.
To look like this.
That's a.
They want to make fun of me for that. They can't.
It's a great analogy, bro.
It's my fault.
Facts.
I ran my head into that wall every day.
Facts.
Every day. If I get a little day. Brain damage from it, I did it, bro. I can't even.
Shout out to him, man.
Dom DeMarco.
It's crazy how everybody got these conditions that didn't exist 20, 30 years ago. And the ones that existed, as this percentage of people didn't have them 20, 30 years ago. It's crazy. Y'all keep lying to yourselves, though. Keep lying to yourself, and it's going to catch up to you. It's going to catch up. Y'all can get mad at C. Marty Fit. You could get mad because I told the ladies today. I don't know if y'all saw that post. Go to my TikTok and YouTube Shorts. I told the ladies. I said, listen, y'all mad talking about y'all won't go on a coffee date. Y'all think all these dates centered around calories is the way to go.
What?
That's the problem. You want every date to be a caloric surplus.
What?
That's your problem. You might need to go on some active dates. You might need to get a man who's going to take you on some active dates.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
That's the problem, man. Y'all think the bedroom is burning calories. No, you need to do something else. You might need a coffee date to speed up that metabolism. All right? That's your fault that you that big. Anyway, I got to...
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Go off subject there. I don't even know how I got there. But it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco.
Where we at, man? Ron, if you legal? Hold up. Ronith, are you legal? Do I need to call?
Look at my African American over here.
Do I need to call Uncle T?
Look at my African American over here.
I call him. You know Uncle T watched the show.
Look at my African American over here.
You know Uncle T watched the show. I call him real quick. It's like, no, let me stop. A condition, but you don't do no conditioning. Ron, if you don't have your card, Ron, if I'm calling Uncle T.
Look at my African American over here.
My folks from Trinidad, they won the argument away from me calling ICE on them. Think the condition is called big backism, excessive deprivation, big backism, big backology, big backosis, big backabetes. type 2 big backers. Obama's a man. I voted for him twice and don't regret it, but you know he ain't giving Michelle booty rubs at night. Hey, yo. Bruh, y'all are wildin'. See this y'all ninjas be getting mad at me for my content, but this the shit y'all want to see. This the shit y'all want to see, bruh. Y'all want to see Marty to cut up on some other subjects. So that's what I'm going to do. I have dual citizenship. My mom is American born, so automatically granted us citizenship. I was joking. Oh, all right, Ron, if you almost called Uncle T, man.
Look at my African American.
I got his number. Big back assitis.
Big back activity.
Plus, the first time he addresses ninjas, he telling us we need more gay male friends. Come on. Yeah, that was wild, man. We're not going there. I ain't about to get me canceled today. You don't have OCD, you have OBCD. I always think about that comment, and it's all facts, though. I love these new diagnoses. Big backism, exercise deprivation, conditions of those bigger presenting bodies. Bigger presenting bodies. A lot of people overweight because they're drinking their calories. Most people, if they just stop drinking sugary drinks, will lose a decent amount of weight without eating less. That's right. I saw that coffee date post. Who gaslit Ving Rhames on holiday heart head ass? Hey, yo. Man, listen, bro. Hey, we at the point now where we could keep it real with men. We tell men, hey, you fat, unattractive. Men's tired. Men are tired of this shit. We sick of this shit. We telling women they not attractive. Y'all can say what y'all want. Well, she doesn't have Eurocentric features.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She's not attractive. There's plenty dark-skinned baddies out here. She not attractive. There's plenty ugly, light-skinned women out here. Not attractive. That's what we doing now. We ain't, it's 2025. Y'all had y'all time where ninjas were scared to say shit. Some of the older millennials were scared to say shit. Gen X scared to say shit. Boomers might have been saying shit, but the Gen X wasn't saying shit. Older millennials. Now, younger millennials like myself and Gen Z, we talking our shit. We talking that real. We talking that real. Depriving your woman of booty rubs is criminal and unacceptable. Yeah, man. It's crazy out here. All right, we got one more video before we get out of here, man. We got two extremes. This guy's going to talk about his story and how he feels about the state of fitness today.
My mom passed, I used to get so pissed off at her because of the food choices that she was making. I actually remember there was a time that she was in a Chick-fil-A line, and the day previously we had literally had a conversation about the food choices that she was making. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone with her and she was ordering one of those lemonades, like the large size. And damn. I went off because I was like, this is not going to work for you. This is not going to work.
Sometimes you got to tell your parents.
We have this conversation about weight. It's too extreme. Like one side will say your back is too damn big. And the other side is like, you're perfect the way you are.
Now he's right. There are two extremes, but you can't sit here and say that the extreme that might sound a little harsh, right? It's the truth. And when you give the extreme message, that's going to spark change. If you can't get a harsh message and spark change because you don't like the way someone said it, you're soft as fuck. You soft as fuck. And you're not going to be successful in any area if you don't have some type of grind or grit or get the fuck up. So that's the only thing. I disagree with people when they say that's too extreme, because it really ain't extreme. Because I could call you a fat fuck. I could say you built like a tub of lard. I could say I hear this every time you walk. I could say way more things than, hey, you got a big ass back.
None of it's working. People are still sick. People are still exhausted. People are still stuck where they are. And I'm seeing this in this conversation, particularly when it comes to black women.
Oh,
I don't
brother.
Think people actually want to be effective. I think they just want to sound right and they want people to agree with them.
Oh, brother.
The only reason I'm even commenting on this is because I've been through it before with my mom when I used to have this conversation. But then I also see some opportunity that's being missed here, an opportunity for nuance. Because I think when you have this conversation with some nuance and with some understanding, meeting people where they are, you can actually be effective. But no one's actually asking the right question.
Why so what's the right question?
People change. People are doing one of two things. They're either chasing pleasure or they're avoiding pain.
I agree.
Comfort feels like pleasure.
I agree.
Even if it's a little painful.
I agree.
People don't really change until where they're at has become too late. So bad
too
they
late.
Don't have a choice. And not yep. everyone feels like their situation is that bad.
All facts. We're not watching this whole video. But it's all facts, man. People get comfortable, and that comfort is a version of pleasure. Exactly what he said. And who was I talking to the other day? I was talking to somebody the other day, and I basically said, as long as people they have income, they have a steady job, they have a place to stay, they're entertained, and they having sex, they just gonna stay the fucking same. They're going to stay the same. If nothing's kicking your ass and making you lose weight, making you make a change, you're just fine, right? And so that's why I do the one extreme dude was talking about with telling them, you got a big ass back. Because you just gonna, if I just say, hey, I'm soft as fuck, like some of y'all want me to sound. Hey, you need to lose weight. I think you should get a gym membership, ass ninjas. We ain't got time for that, bro. It's a reason why I have this message the way I do. I've trained so many people, and the ones that get up and go are the ones I could talk to and keep it real with. Now, I know y'all think I talk crazy to my clients. I do sometimes, but it's not in a disrespectful way. It's more of in like a brother way or a son or, you know, nephew type shit, a friend, right? A lot of people want this coddling shit, and that just ain't doing anything. It ain't getting no results, and it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Fire episode today. Fire episode today. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? We read that. What's wrong with a coffee date? My first date was coffee and a walk at the park almost 2 years ago. You know what, Ron? A lot of these women here, and we getting all fitness for a second. A lot of these women. You said you did a coffee date. You said you cook for your man. You actually mentioned your man that you have a man and these comments. A lot of women going to call you a pick me. And they're going to try to ridicule you for that. And that's why the dating fucked up. And don't worry. We're going to talk about the dating world on this channel now. We're going to talk about why dating fucked up with the men and the women. And I'm really expanding this content. But they're going to say you a pick me and something wrong with you. And they're going to say you have low standards. I'm just telling you, that shit crazy. She looked like she chose the bear over a coffee date. Kelly Rowland is dark skinned but in shape and always been fine. Tiny from Xscape has a BBL but look like Piglet. Perfect example, bro. Perfect example. Think boomers got no filter. Folks just find their opinion offensive. Yeah. Boomers going to tell it like it is. It's really sad when your habits are affecting your kids. You just had to sit there and watch someone you love die. Yep. Dude with the necklace and hard S's right now. Yeah.
No Diddy, you know?
I mean, yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Yo, that's that passive. That's passive.
Yeah. You got to give it straight up. No chaser. A lot of people outsource that tough conversation to the world, and they get mad when they get checked by somebody else, and they mad at me. Black women tearing me up in my comments right now because of that coffee date shit. A walk in the park and a coffee date is fine. It ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Best fitness podcast, best chat, absolutely. And listen, I'm telling y'all now, the show is still a small show. When this motherfucking show grows, it's going to be 20 Marie Janes in that motherfucker, 50 Marie Janes. It's going to be a lot of that in there, so get ready. Just get ready. And you know I'm always ready to cook somebody. You know me. Slim looked like Sam Cassell with a Benaroll shape-up. He asked for the C. Marty. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Good job, man. They'll call you a pick-me because you got standards. Yep. Those women getting mad at a dude offering them a coffee date and wanting a date on Cheesecake Factory are women that don't find them attractive. Nothing more. Yep. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that on the new content coming soon. We're gonna talk about all that shit. We talk about all of it. If a woman finds a dude attractive, she's gonna go where he wants to go. Yep. Quiet is kept. Chicks hate coffee dates because they know they ain't interesting to talk to. Oh man. Oh, man. Yeah, bro. It's obviously a men thing too, but a lot of women don't got shit to talk about. But you ain't interesting. You ain't got no experience outside of going to the club, going in ninja sections, shaking ass.
Nope.
Yeah. You ain't got nothing to talk about. So, yeah, you want to go to a nice restaurant so you can post and put some shit on the gram. Uh-oh, they going to cancel me. Uh-oh.
Nope.
I don't understand the mentality behind American dating. I thought you start small and a person earn a more significant role in your life. Well, that's how it used to be. But, you know, social media has just ruined shit. You know, men having unrealistic expectations, women having unrealistic expectations. It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy. They really not. It's no standards and lack of self-worth and morals. The club is crazy. Man, listen, bro. Some of these joints, all they could talk about is the club and what section they went to, what ninja flew them out. And they ain't got shit to talk about. You ain't been through shit. You ain't got no experiences. You don't do shit. You ain't got no real job. You a bottle girl. It's like, nah, let me stop. Alright, cancel him. Let's get it. Let's talk about it. Fuck you talk about. Fitness is foundational in the dating scene, bro. I've never seen so many wisdom teeth walking around these streets. Hey, yo. No goals, nothing. That's why I only have one female friend. I don't want to talk to her that often anyway. Other than that, I don't go out of my way to be friends with women, as they can be just boring as other men. Yep. America dating is transactional. Everybody that, that want who they don't qualify for. Big facts. So many facially and weight challenged women are demanded to be flown out. All they do is watch reality TV and read Shade Room when they have to actually engage with a man without tooting it up or begging, they're lost. If all that gives you value is a high body count, you got problems. Well, her body, her choice. Hey, and you know some girls, like, is it me or a lot of girls, they got like the same, the way they talk. Like they all talk like TikTok or they all talk like Instagram and shit, and they all doing this shit. It's like they all do the same shit. They all, it's a clone. Like, give me some different shit. I want something different. Like, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Like, you know, switch that shit up, man. You know, ain't no way you gonna say see Marty like is acts like and is like 1,000 ninjas out here. Like, nah, I'm unique in my own way. That's how it should. Everybody should be unique in their own way. It should be something different. I shouldn't hear you and then get on the TikTok app and this bit sound like you, and then get on Instagram and it bit sound like you. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's why we switching up the content. This shit about to be fire. We about to get to cooking. We about to get to cooking, man. We about to get to cooking. I hate the finger tap mess. I ain't never did that. It's so stupid. Yep. Talk though. Same walk, same hair. Yeah, man. All these joints look the same nowadays, man. It's companionship, not business exchange. What the fuck is that thumb index tap? I don't even know what you're talking about. Bro, that's facts. That's why dudes be having rotations, because once you learn how to pop once, one, you can pop 5 to 6 more of them. They're basic. Seth, you're going to get kicked out. You're going to get me canceled, Seth. All saying, period, period. Get to the gym, period. Go get some meal preps, period. Did you go to work today, period? Question mark. Anyway. Because they don't have no personality. All they do is beg, bash men, and go to brunch. He's talking. Hey, that's what I'm saying. 2026, we take it to a new level, man. Get ready for the troll. It's going to be bitch-ass ninjas in here trolling, and it's going to be a lot of women in here trolling, man. So, hey, man, thumb, index, finger tap. Oh, you talking about this shit. I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, this shit. This. Oh, yeah, clock that T. Clock that T. The clock in the gym. Clock that T. Clock in at work. You worry about the wrong clock. Fuck is you talking about? Anyway, man. Hey, fire. Another fire episode on the Less Crunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Yeah. Shit, fire. We cooking. We cooking, man. Go ahead, follow your boy on social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on See Marty Fit on YouTube. Where you watching right now? Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Apple Podcast. I learned how to tag the shirt I'm wearing on the live. So you got the direct link right there to this shirt. If you want to cop, you know, if you don't want to cop a shirt, do, you know, cop something, a phone case. You know, support the brand. Buy some socks. Something, man. Please support your boy. Your boy working hard here. Only celebrities used to have BBLs. Now them joints on the green line got them too. Crazy. I mean, you should listen and follow to what they say, Wicked Scorpion. It means someone just got red, told off, checked. Yeah, get the, you ain't check shit. You ain't check shit. Anyway, we'll be live again Wednesday. Wednesday, 8:45 p.m. Eastern. Again, if it is your first time watching, I go live Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. And yeah, we expanding the show. Listen, man, you're more than welcome to disagree with me on the topic. You know, like I said, I'm going to be expanding the content. We're going to be talking about all types of stuff. Understand that it's content, it's entertainment. You know, don't get in your feelings too much, man. And some of it might be a little rage bait. It might be a little bit. I try not to rage bait too much, but oh well. But yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Wednesday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media, see Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.